Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and that's with the number three. That book has won 5 international awards, and I'm so proud of it. I hope you'll buy, when you buy it, I think you'll like it. I wrote it so it makes it easy to understand what's going on right now in the digital world. All the news that you're seeing about Facebook and Google and Amazon, all the things that they're doing that are increasingly getting scrutinized for, that's what this book's about. It'll help you understand what's going on and what the possibilities are and what the dangers are in what they're doing. So it's just you and me continuing this segment. I've got some sad news, my friends. You know, I've been doing this a long time, almost 21 years. A couple of months would be 21 years. And, of course, as you know, every half hour I have, except for a couple of weeks, I have a different guest on the show. I call them my Brain Trust members. And just like Steve Martin, who's going to be up in the second half of this hour, he's been with me almost the whole time. 20 and a half years. And I've got dozens of others who have been. Gary Moore was on earlier this week, and he's been with me that long. And so many others. Wally Bach was here last week. He's been on over 20. And all the folks, Grace Marie Turner, Karen Kerrigan, all those folks. Well, there's another one that, well, I was just going to say that over 20 years, You're going to lose some people, right? I mean, people, that's what happens. And over the years, I have lost some people. I lost Judge Bill Huff. I lost Mike Menzies. Gosh, I miss Mike Menzies so much. He was our small business banker. What a resource he was. I still miss him so much. We lost Chuck Cadlick. Has not passed on, but he had a stroke, and he's struggling, and I miss him so much on the show. I know you miss him, these guys too, because you got to know them. You got used to their brilliance, their the way they thought about things. I mean, these are people who just continue to give and give and give. Well, this week I got news, some bad news about our friend John Fox. John Fox has been a member of my Brain Trust since the beginning. He was just on the show 2 weeks ago. May have been three, but it was just not long ago at all. Within the last 3 weeks, he was on the show. And I was worried about his wife. His wife had some issues, and I was worried about her. Next thing I know, I found out he's dead. He's died, had a heart attack. I'm not sure yet. But he was in Australia. He was traveling in Australia. I over there to see his daughter and his two granddaughters. And I got word from his family that had happened. John was probably about late 70s, I think, 78, 79, something like that, just a baby. But John was our top income tax expert, top income tax policy expert. He wrote the book on the topic. Well, if America's really understood the income tax, I helped him launch it back in 98. And John and I were very much different in terms of our politics, in terms of the way we think about things. You know, I'm more conservative. He was more liberal. But when it came to the things that mattered, go back, if you have a chance, go back and listen to some of our conversations. Go to John Fox, type John Fox into my search engine on my website, and listen, just listen to the last one, the last interview we had, if you want to. But there are dozens and dozens of them over the last 20 years. And listen to the debates that he and I had over over what to do about taxes. And we wound up agreeing on more, even though we're so different in many ways, we wound up agreeing on more than we disagreed on. And it was because he was so intellectually honest, and I try to be intellectually honest. And it was so much fun for me to visit with him and to talk to him and to be able to ask him questions and get the great things that were in his mind out so you could enjoy them and benefit from them. What a great mind he was. A tax attorney by profession. He retired from that and wound up teaching at Amherst College and then retired from that. And a pretty good golfer, too. He and I played some golf together over the years. Anyway, I just wanted you to know about John, and I wanted you to know that it was a life well lived, and I hope I think I'm joining his family and celebrating John's life, and we'll miss him. John was a great thinker. He cared about you, my friends. He truly cared about America. He was worried about our tax policy. And regardless of whether he and I agreed or not, we could both discuss it in a way that was civil. And I'll tell you something. Washington, D.C. could benefit a lot from listening to some of our conversations. Well, we came at the topic from opposite ends of the spectrum and yet came together and found a way to find some common ground. John Fox was like that. America, the world needs more John Foxes. And now we have one less. John Fox, fairways and greens, my friend. Fairways and greens. I'll be right back.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm sucking all old dye up in.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.